5 years ago, Napa resident John Funes was out of a job, taking care of a teenager, and had a diagnosis of clinical depression. His main source of income was Supplemental Security Income, or SSI. But Funes says he wanted to get back into the job market.
Some things in my life kind of went awry, and I needed a job to get back in the game. I hadn't worked in 6 years.
That's where Thrive Cafe came in. It's a cafe run through the Napa-based community-building nonprofit On the Move. Their program, called Thrive Enterprises, provides job training, placement, and counseling to people like Funes, who have barriers to employment.
Using a thermometer.
Funes got connected to Thrive through its partner, Napa County's Health and Human Services. He says the support from the program has helped him grow as a person.
I just was more of a background kind of guy. I'd rather do the dishes. This has brought me out of my shell. I can't even emphasize.
Thrive director Lauren Beely says the biggest thing the program does is give people a chance.
A mental health diagnosis isn't a sentence to sit in your living room and watch daytime television for the rest of your life, and it's not a sentence to collect a Social Security or an SSDI check forever.
The program usually lasts 3 to 4 months and begins with a consultation to find out the skills and goals of each individual. From there, they become employees of the full-service cafe, serving coffee, espresso drinks, tea, and grab-and-go items like granola bars. Beely says the cafe provides a safe environment for many who need to relearn job and social skills.
The hospitality and customer service industry is so, so competitive. So it's very difficult if you don't have that recent skill set to get hired. So we really provide a service that gives them that recent work history above all else to get those jobs.
Beely says the cafe tries to be as professional as possible. They have high expectations of program participants, and everyone is paid minimum wage, funded through the State Department of Rehabilitation. But sometimes, she says, a little leeway is necessary.
Where's your apron at, Aaron?
My apron is...
Obviously, there's some things that people don't get fired for here that they would get fired for in a community job, such as, you know, coming in late. So if someone comes in late consistently, we sit down and say, what's the deal? Why are you coming in late? What obstacles can we help you overcome so that you're not late?
At the end of the program, participants get help with resumes, mock interviews, and job placement in and around Napa. And many get job counseling while working with their new employers.
Carry it by the lip up here, it's really hot.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a good day, okay?
All right.
But some, like John Funes, stay on as managers to help run the cafe and train new employees. Funes says for him, the program provided the secure footing, the right amount of support, and real-world professionalism that he and others needed to succeed.
I believe in this. I believe in the work we do here.
Funes says he doesn't plan on staying with the cafe forever, but for now, he's enjoying mentoring others who've had similar experiences to his. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.